The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Yeah. And remember, only Nixon can go to China. What do you think Nixon was over there with, who was that vampire Bob that was the double agent? Bohr?
You mean the Predator?
Yeah, Mr. Henry Kissinger.
Yeah, I used to see him in the newspapers in Europe. Henry's coming to town. Hide your children. I'll never forget it.
Well, and who was in tow after Tricky Dick went to China? Of course, that was the Bohr, the double Soviet agent that has been, well, in the White House ever since. And though those were the initial stages of the planning of the Chinese and trade, or more importantly, non-trade with the United States. You know, let's throw the stupid Americans a few bones. We'll allow some exports. Mostly what we've been exporting to China is American businesses and American profit. Well, it's not really profit per se, not to you and I, because what do you benefit out of that? You working in China right now? No. Earning less than stellar wages? No. You're stuck in a stagnant economy. You haven't gotten a raise forever and ever. The cost of everything is going through the roof, and we have idiots running the government, and we got the Fed Reserve still in place, raping and pillaging everybody still to this day after the American people, Bob, right in front of their face, witnessed the biggest ripoff in world history. Biggest ripoff. And there they all still sit. Duh. Isn't globalization fun? Are they enjoying themselves? Are they enjoying the joblessness? The hopelessness, the no futureness.
And they wouldn't throw those people out of office.
No.
And now they've doomed themselves. There's no way out for the American public now. They either fight in the streets or live in their knees. And that's where it's going to end up. The game is over for them unless they get up on their hind legs and do something about it. And if they're not going to do that, they're going to lose everything.
You know,
that's why we get 5 or 10 people coming to us every day. What country can I go to that has some sanity left?
I can't think of one.
Well, there's not many of them, I'll tell you that.
There's no place, you know, there was an old saying we used years ago. There's no sense in running because you're only going to die tired. And the only reason why the globalists or the men with the shiny badges and the guns haven't visited you yet, because you're not worth the visit yet. They're concentrating on more important things right now. And I've said this a million times, you extract yourself from the fight, you have become a non-issue to them. What do they care about you? You're off in the hinterland someplace, splitting your wood and making candles. What do they care about you? You're no threat to them. Then people have been trying to convince you, oh, you're the remnant. You've got to stick around after we win. Well, how are we going to win if you're all hiding? There's just this mixed message that keeps going out, Bob. I say everybody get engaged now and act as if your life depends on it. Because, Bob, it just might.
No, I tell you, the people who are really benefiting more from what we do here on this program and others and in the internet is all those foreigners out there, other people. They want to listen. They want to help themselves. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like the Americans, we're brain dead and the rest of the world is awakening.
We'll be back and we'll crank your calls right after this break. Hang on.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Lee in Georgia, you're on with Bob Chapman.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
You kind of stole my thunder a little bit there, John, earlier when you were talking about China and this whole new education program. And I couldn't help, you know, as you were talking about this, you know, learning Chinese, first thing popped in my mind, foreign trade zones.
Yep.
You know, and then you went on to talk about the Chinese invasion. The first thing I thought, foreign trade zones.
Yep.
Because, I mean, you figure we know, man by man to man, China has got us outnumbered like there's no tomorrow. The problem China has is they don't have a way of moving enough troops, ground troops, fast enough to execute a ground invasion. So what's another way to accomplish this? Use those foreign trade zones, bring in soldiers like they're employees.
Excuse me for saying this, but I don't think this is the start of a military buildup in this country any more than Russia was dumb enough to attack the United States. They simply just attacked it from the inside, which was
exactly
more effective, and it was cheaper.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. This is going to be an inside invasion, and people aren't going to know what's happened until all of a sudden you got these troops roaming the streets, and people are going to be going, what just went down?
Well, and as you're talking to your new landlord on the investment property that he bought that you're running, and you didn't know it was some Who Flung Poo shows up at your door one day and speaking.
What is written yawn?
Yeah, well, yeah, speaking broken English, and you don't speak no Mandarin Chinese.
Real?
Yeah. I mean, it's as plain as the nose on your face, but here's the problem, Lee. The majority of the American people, I don't know, would they care if they knew? Because how this is being sold is simply as security. Safety is their big, the tyrant's chant, has been for a number of years. You know, roll out the boogeyman and threaten everybody with that. And then, of course, prosperity. Well, you know, aren't we all hurting, and shouldn't we partner up after all? Shouldn't we be sharing in this global opportunity, global this, global that? Oh, global my eyeball.
I agree 100%. And it's funny, you know, because, you know, when you're talking about security, and I watched Obama's speech today and everything that he said, you know, over the past however long. And every time he brings up security, I keep thinking, border, let me see. Now they're talking about this new security that they're going to do. Yeah. What people got to understand, this has nothing, this whole border security, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the way I see this, this has nothing to do with keeping people out. This is about keeping people in.
Well, but more importantly, it's their selling point. It's all under the guise of security. I remember when they first started pushing the idea of the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Well, don't you know that we can put a security perimeter all around North America and Central and South America? Well, okay, and they're going to streamline the traffic, both business and people traffic, tourists, whatever, between Canada and the United States. But what about our southern border? What about the 20 to 25 million illegals still occupying here in this country, waiting for the day that somebody like Obama or an Obama clone can finally get some sort of, well, you know, free pass for the illegals? Yep. And leave them here long enough, their babies are going to be having babies.
This is true. Yeah. This is true. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. I'm sure you got other callers.
All right. Appreciate it, Lee. Bailey in Chicago. This is not the Bailey Savings and Loan, is it?
Well, I wish I had their money, but not the case at this point in time.
Okay.
But thanks for all of your education and standing up for us and everything that you do. I hope you know we're grateful for it very much.
Will you have a mouse in your pocket there?
Sure.
Okay. All right. What's on your mind?
Two things I want to mention today. One is another form of the absurdity hidden as protection from terrorists. This past weekend, I was invited to a party at an apartment building in Chicago. And as soon as I entered, out of nowhere, like a whole bunch of carpenter ants, were three or four guys yelling, "Come here, come here." Turns out the security guard and his men were wanting me and everybody else who entered to show, not only show our ID, but then they take a photocopy of it in their computer, and then they store it in there. And that is required in order to go visit a friend.
Now, in what is this government funding for these apartment buildings?
I believe that it is.
Uh-huh. Well, let's flip back to yesteryear. I think the year was 19... Ooh, it was during the Clinton administration. We had Janet Reno. Who was the Secretary of the Treasury back then? I'll think of it. I can see his name. It's coming into view, so is the New World Order. But at any rate, they were talking about securing public housing and what to do, security. They were going to invite the CIA in. Believe this or not, I saw it, my jaw dropped. They're going to invite the CIA in to check lighting and stairwells. And after all, there's drug problems in a lot of these, you know, apartment complexes in Chicago. And, you know, we know we have a drug problem, so we'll necessarily have to cordon off blocks around. And on it went. And this has been happening incrementally year after year after year. When I saw that, I saw the new police state and the conditioning of the public that, you know, this is necessary for your security. Why are you complaining? Same thing that they'll tell you, the TSA will tell you at the airports. This is just for everybody's security. You don't want a crotch bomber on your flight, do you? You know, so, okay, what was the deal surrounding this? You went to a party. How the security people show up? I mean, what happened?
Well, they're at the basically to the right of the front door. So straight ahead from the front door is the elevators, but I wasn't able to get to the elevator to go up to this party. So they staffed me, and I didn't even have my photo ID or didn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would have accepted another ID, but I'd have to stand there, and they'd take my picture with the computer camera. And I said, you know what? My personal information and my photo, if I want somebody to have it, I'm going to give it. It's not for you to take and to store. I'm just going to a party. This isn't a prison. Well, they wouldn't let me up there, and they said, nobody else has ever had any problem with it. And I said, well, then I guess I'm the only one with common sense.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't there with you, because I would have spit a big honker on their face and said, there's my DNA.
Well, believe me, I wanted to and then give a few choice words, but I ended up leaving.
Okay, so let me understand. Bailey, I'm still not getting my mind wrapped around it. This was a private apartment building with their own private security that was doing screening of people coming into the building.
Yes.
Okay.
Under the protection, supposedly, of everybody who lives there and who enters. And I just thought, oh, my God, I can't believe that the world is dumbed down to this degree, but it has.
Yeah.
And then the second thing to talk about is I know of somebody who lives in the town Oak Park, which is just outside of Chicago, and they had received a letter from the fire chief saying that you have a home burglar alarm, and basically, even though the homeowners pay a separate monitoring company to contact the police or the fire in the event of an emergency, the town of Oak Park says you need to pay us an additional $25 to have this and provide all of your contact information, name, address, phone number, and other personal information.
Yeah.
And then this is then sent via internet to 911 emergency. And if you don't pay it and there is an emergency, you're fined $750 a day.
Well, you know, it's a good thing they don't invite me to any parties in Chicago, because you know what me and my gang do?
What?
After the party's over, we burn the building down.
Yeah, but how would you get to the party?
Well, we'd have to burn the security down first. But, you know, the only thing I can say to you, Bailey, is just wait till Rahm Emanuel gets the mayorship of Chicago. You think things are fun now? You just hang on to your hat. You may want to think about moving out of Chicago.
I have thought of that probably almost every day.
Yeah.
Literally.
Or the state.
Illinois, boy, their credit
it's
rate.
Doomed.
Yes, their credit rating sucks. Everything is downhill, and they're getting ready to install a master criminal in the biggest city in Illinois. I love it. What are the people in Illinois thinking? Or are they thinking?
Well, they're going to have a parade every month.
I'm sorry, Bob, you said?
I said they're going to have a parade every month for Gay Day.
Okay. Great. Bailey?
Yeah, they are.
I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Okay, thank you. Oh, God. Yeah, you think I'm
people
kidding?
People are going to leave that state in droves.
Well, and you know what? Would that be such a bad thing? Because, well, they're not really.
There's not a lot of jobs left there.
Well, yeah.
And the city, Chicago, is in terrible disrepair, has been for a long time, and the state's not much better. And so they're going to places where they don't have state taxes.
And I've seen the governors out there pitching to have people move to the adjoining states, saying, we don't have the budgetary problems you people in Illinois do. Come move to our state. There's some grand plans for Chicago and the greater Illinois area, I'm sure. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm going to tell you what. You get that rat in there, Rahm Emanuel. I'm serious. He will get the mayorship down there. They'll vote rig it. They'll do anything, twist arms, kill people. It doesn't matter. Chicago has been corrupt for so many years. I think it was only clean after Murphy's Cow kicked the lantern over and most of Chicago burnt down. That's the only time it was really clean. It's been infested ever since.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
All right, we are back. Bill in Michigan, you're on with Robert Chapman and the International Forecaster.
Hi, John and Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a question. Back before I started listening to RBN, back when Barry Satorio was sworn in as president, I heard in one newsletter that I read that Hillary Clinton went to China to give the Chinese government a letter of eminent domain over the United States in case of a financial default on a government term. I don't know if you guys touched on this before. I was wondering if you heard anything about it. And if so, maybe the free trade zones and the EB-5 visas are somehow tied into the government letting the Chinese come in there and take this property.
Bob, you have anything on that?
Well, I certainly don't have anything verifiable, but I do think it is a logical extension of what might have taken place. These free trade zones were perhaps a trade-off to do that for a number of reasons, some of which we've discussed. And so I think that there's a good probability, that was part of some deal that the administration made with China. And I think that your suspicion is a very good one, and it's very probable.
I've only heard that in from that one newsletter. I haven't heard it anywhere else, and I don't know if you guys had touched on it before, because like I said, I wasn't listening to RBN at that time. So I thought maybe you were had knowledge of that, or you know, maybe it's not even true, but that's what I read, you know, 2 years ago when the guy first took office, that Hillary Clinton's, one of her first jobs was to go to China and get the Chinese government that a letter of eminent domain over the United States.
Well, and we've said this before, what backing do you have if you default on your financial obligations or your paper that China's holding? What do you do?
You have hard assets.
Yeah, well, you give them a hard asset because they're certainly not going to accept any more script of anything. They right. want a hard asset. And that's what they're getting. I mean, this goes back. I mean, I played the little clip there, the George Bush Sr., when he was president, talking about a new world order coming into view. Well, his son, in 1992, made it possible, and he did this by executive order. And this isn't legal or constitutional. Executive orders is an easy way to make little declarations and have it become law without even the Congress declaring any sort of law, so you really can't argue whether it's constitutional or not. But in Section 1 of this, the definitions for the purpose of this order, and they're talking about the privatization. They're talking about selling off America's assets. This was back in 92, mind you, before any crashes. George was busy shipping millions of jobs out of the country, setting the whole program up in what year was it, Bob? Was it 99 that they took the regulations off that allowed all the speculation to go on? And then 92, they roll in with his privatization initiative. And this is how they define it. They say privatization means the disposition or transfer of an infrastructure asset, such as by sale or long-term lease, from state or local government to a private party. What did the local governments or the state governments do? They just made the 257 landing zones for the communist Chinese possible. They go on to describe infrastructure asset by this executive order means any asset financed in whole or in part by the federal government and needed for functioning of the economy. Examples of assets include, but are not limited to, roads, tunnels, bridges, electricity supply, facilities, mass transit, rail transportation, airports, ports, waterways, water supply facilities, recycling, etc., etc. And the privatization initiative, to the extent permitted by law, what law? It's the one that they comes out of their mouth. The head of each executive department and agency shall undertake the following actions. Review all these procedures affecting the management and disposition of federally financed infrastructure assets owned by the state and local governments, and modify those procedures to encourage appropriate privatization of such assets. I will not bore you with the rest of this crap, but here was the transfer, the put the for sale sign on America. We're not talking about private people coming in and making investments in this country. We're talking about selling its assets off. Now, it very well may be what you said was true. I can't make that declaration, but it would make sense.
Yeah, it seems as if this might be just part of that puzzle, you know, to make it easier for them to obtain hard assets in the future by setting up the free trade zones, the EB-5s, get the people over here, scope it out, and find out what you want, what the Chinese people need back in the homeland. It's probably the government that's going to send the people over here to buy stuff because they know what they want.
And what are the Republicans doing? They're out there selling this bill of goods just like they tried to sell NAFTA to the people. Oh, it'll mean millions of jobs here in this country. Yeah. No, they're there for maximizing corporate profits, and the corporations are taking over, and not necessarily American corporations, mind you. You want your Tower of Babel? Congratulations, you're going to get it. We're not going to have anybody in this country who's going to be able to look at each other and speak English. Have you been to Wally World lately? Have you looked around? I can't see any white faces anymore. And it's true. We got more Indians and Chinese and Mexicans and God knows what else running around. Anything else, Bill?
No, that's it. I just wanted to throw it out there. And maybe some of your listeners might hear it.
Right. Well, I'll keep an ear cocked for it. I know that... Gosh, I gotta keep reminding myself that this is a family show when I'm talking about these abject criminals. I've got to hold my tongue.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
A little bit more here on the buyout of the New York Stock Exchange. Deutsche Börse, this is AG's $9.53 billion all-stock purchase, by the way, of New York Stock Exchange parent, New York Stock Exchange Euronext, and creates the world's largest owner of equities and derivative markets, and may spur additional mergers. Equities and derivative markets, as if the world has not had enough of their derivatives playing around. The deal, which gives Deutsche Börse 60% of the combined entity, forms an organization with market share in futures that's similar to Chicago-based CME Group, Inc. It would also top the CBOE Holding, Inc. of Chicago in U.S. options. And it goes on to talk about the Chinese, what this is all going to be worth, about $15 trillion in value, more than any other exchange. And they're talking about North Carolina-based chief equity strategist at Wells Fargo Funds Management, John Lynch, which oversees $465 billion, almost a half a trillion dollars. He says, sentimentally aside, it's the right thing to do if the merger can reward shareholders with improved exposure to the options and derivatives markets internationally. Wait a minute, Bob. Internationally, they got a dose of our derivatives off of the housing. What derivatives am I now talking about? Is there anything left to derive out of anything?
Well, the whole episode is simply about the agglomeration, the amalgamation, the combination of all of the brokerage and futures markets of the world in order to expedite the bringing on of the one world government, one world financial, if you want to call it that. It's bringing it all together and being controlled by one from one central place. And this is just part of the steps that are going to be taken to bring them all together.
Well, and
to merge them all.
And when, what's going to follow after this? I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this one out. Once they take over the exchanges and the control the derivatives and all the investment and all the other stuff globally, well, we're just going to keep having problems for a number of years because of this last go-around of greed that we've had. Well, Bob, right on the heels of this, we need to really streamline this thing. We've got to come up with a world bank with a world currency, a one currency, so everybody can deal evenly. You don't have to check exchange rates. We'll just streamline all of it. Here's one currency, or maybe by this time they'll do away with the currency altogether. It's dirty, it causes disease, and it's for your safety. So we'll just go all digital. But we'll have it at a central location, and we'll value every country the same. Can you see that right on the heels of it?
Absolutely.
Man,
and you can see it in the war against offshore accounts. No, not for corporations, but only for individuals. They are trying to corral all of the data they can on everybody in the world so they can control everybody's finances.
Yep.
And a good example, we've been getting a lot of letters from people. Wachovia is a good example, Wachovia, Wells Fargo. Man opens an account, buys some PIMCO, which is the largest bond house in the world. And they're in Newport Beach, California, but they're controlled by Allianz in Germany, which is an insurance company, not only an insurance company, but a financial company. And opens the account, buys PIMCO, decides to sell it. When he sells it and moves the money over the money market account, Wachovia, Wells Fargo, removes 28% of the asset to pay taxes, which are non-existent. Now, in a year, 2 years from now, every bank in the world that has an account for an American will have to remove one-third of the assets for taxes for the Internal Revenue Service of the United States. So if you live in Montevideo, Uruguay, and you just say you went to live there, and you took $2 million, and you spent $1 million buying a house and a business, you get $1 million in the bank, and you're using that in your business, and the government of Uruguay takes $332,000 and sends it to the IRS each year. After 3 years, you don't have any money, because it's assumed that you owe taxes. There is no assumption that you paid your taxes to the Uruguayan government, and they have a reciprocal tax agreement, not only on dividends, but interest and taxes removed. But they'll take it anyway, because they want your money. They don't want you to have it. Now, this is what's going to happen to everybody in the United States and outside, who's an American. Why do you think there's big, long lines outside of every consulate and assembly, consulate and embassy in the world? Because people are getting rid of their American nationality.
You used to be able to do it for $25. Now it's $500. They see another source of income. And the people who are doing this, of course, are people who have lived outside the United States for a long time, more than 5 years. And they've gotten citizenship from the country that they live in, and they'd rather, because they live there, pay taxes to that country and not go through the horrible things that they have to in being an American. So it's understandable. And so there was this big move to make sure that the U.S. government knows who has offshore accounts. They want to steal all their money.
Yep.
Do you get it, Americans?
You know, and
you got to get screwed.
Well, and Bob, you've said this before. Why are we in the Middle East? Oil. Here's one for you.
We get enough oil
yeah.
to supply America for on the American continent for over 200 years that we know about.
Well, here's some more for you. How would you like to be paying $16 a barrel rather than, well, depends on what crude you buy. Brent crude is still over $100. Your price for a gallon of gas is hovering right around $3 for the cheap stuff. Here's some stuff for you. This is the U.S. Geological Service issued a report in April of 2008, and that only the scientists and the oil men knew it was coming, but it was still pretty big even to them. It was a revised report, hadn't been updated since 1995, on how much oil is in the area of the western two-thirds of North Dakota, western South Dakota, and the extreme eastern part of Montana. They call it the Bakken, or they have another name for it. Forgive me, I forgot it.
Which they ditched the name, which is the Williston Basin.
Yes, thank you.
That's what I'm here for, John. I'm your assistant.
It's the largest domestic oil discovery since Alaska's Prudhoe Bay. It has the potential to eliminate all American dependence on foreign oil. See, the trick here is for the American people that we're over there protecting our national interest, money and oil. No, we can do away with all of that, pull of our troops back, quit giving aid to Egypt and Israel, let them settle their own differences, and the hell with a whole bunch of them. Now, as I said, it's the biggest one since Alaska's Prudhoe Bay. And the Energy Information Administration estimates it to be about 503 billion barrels. And even if just 10% of that oil was recoverable at $107 a barrel, we're looking at somewhere over $5.3 trillion. Now, when they were first briefed on this, Montana's legislature, their financial analysis, he just flipped out. He said, this sizable find is now the highest producing onshore oil field found in the past 56 years. And you're right, it's the Williston Basin. For years, U.S. oil exploration has been considered a dead end. Even the big oil companies gave up searching for major oil wells decades ago. Well, we now have access to up to 500 billion barrels, and that's because this is light, sweet oil. It isn't the stuff, the heavy stuff, that they have to refine more. It's cheaper to refine. And those billions of barrels might cost Americans a whopping $16 per barrel. And that's enough crude to fully fuel the American economy. And I thought this was a year that they were pointing out. No, for 2,000 years, just based on present consumption. Now, hidden 1,000 feet beneath the surface of the Rocky Mountains lies the largest untapped oil reserve in the world. It's more than 2 trillion barrels. On August 8, 2005, President Bush mandated its extraction. Sure he did. In 3.5 years of high oil prices, none has been extracted. I wonder why. Well, here's how much oil we have at our own control inside our own country, folks. 8 times more than Saudi Arabia. 18 times more than Iraq, 21 times more than Kuwait, 22 times more than Iran, 500 times more than Yemen, and it's all right here in the western United States. Now, you got to ask yourself the question, folks, why are you paying $3 a gallon at the gas pump right now? Oh, we don't have the capacity to crack more crude. Well, that's because they didn't build a refinery, since the 70s. But we got all this oil. We got all of it underneath our feet. And we're paying the corporations, which are in bed with the government, so they can fix the international policy, so they can make war and go kill people, make more profit. Anybody catching on? Hello? Hello, America. Are you awake yet? Steve.
And that's why people listen to this program, so they'll find the truth about what's going on.
Oh, man, how you're being Zoomed. We haven't come up with a way that we can unzoom everybody yet, but we're working on it. Steve in Chicago.
It's tragic.
Steve, another call from Chicago. Hello, Steve.
Listen, I wouldn't put too much money on Rahm Emanuel. He may go to a runoff. Last time I saw something like this, I'll give you some intel, Bob, was when Harold Washington got in. We had Richie Daley, who was the son of Richard Daley.
Right.
He had a machine, and Jane Byrne had a machine, split the vote, and you know the rest is history.
Yeah, you got a Daley back in office.
Pardon me?
I said you had a Daley back in office. Forget
oh,
the
sure,
Washington
but you
hiccup.
Had a Washington in between.
Yeah, but you had a Washington hiccup, but Daley took back over. Now they're ready to hand it over to somebody who'll make the Daleys look like saints.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Right.
All I can tell you is what I know is that the police and fire have endorsed this Gary Chico because he won't cut their pensions. And I know on the northwest side of Chicago, I see the signs for Gary Chico, right in Rahm Emanuel's own congressional district. So we'll see.
Yeah.
That's not a done deal.
Politics is dynamic, isn't it?
Well,
dynamic. It's criminal enterprise.
Well, that's the new normal. That's their new dynamism, Bob. Come on, you got to keep up currently here. what else you got?
Well, you know, you did talk about it, a German stock exchange fusion, and the Deutsche Welle is billing it as a way to kill derivatives. They want to get control over the derivatives market,
yep.
And that's the German government. Also, it states that, what is it, 10 out of 17 positions are going to go to Deutschland, but it seems like now this is deceptive, Bob. I hope you realize this. It seems that the Germans are taking over, but over 50% of the Frankfurt Exchange is owned by the Limeys. I did not know that. That's
right.
So, in a way,
so
it's
just
a
change
from London.
And they really do want it to straighten the derivatives out. But that's not the final of what they want to do. They want everything pulled together so they can put in world government. They think they can do it this way. But the Germans do want to take down the derivative market, flatten it out, and do away with it.
I don't see much wrong with that. There's too much over-speculated. But that's my opinion. Everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah, but look, you know, you're right. I have a professional opinion, and I'm usually right. So you're right.
Well, I appreciate that, Bob. But the only other thing I was going to say is that with this coming in, it may be helpful to learn German instead of Chinese. That's the only thing I want to tell you, Bob. I'll let you go.
I speak German, so
yeah, but you don't
I'm
speak,
ready made for it.
You don't speak Chinese, man.
Wing ding dong gong bang. No, I don't.
And I'll take that with some
illegal alien in the United States likes me because I speak Spanish.
Well, but you know, what are the Spanish going to do? What are all the illegal Mexicans going to do when they have to learn Chinese?
They can't learn English.
I was going to say.
That's going to be a travesty.
We'll have the Mexicans driving on the wrong side of the road because when you read Chinese, don't you read right to left instead of left to right?
You know, I want to tell you something. 45%, 75% of all the people in Mexico today under 45 speak English.
That is amazing. I wonder what the figures are in China.
Tell you something. In preschool in Mexico, all the children are taught in English, not Spanish.
What a better way.
In every high school, it's offered. English is offered.
So what better way?
One of the unfortunate things in Latin America, where I've lived for many years, is that there's a cultural thing that you don't need to go to school. You go to first 6 grades, and you come build houses with me or work in the fields or whatever it is, and they have this cultural drawback, and it's a shame. And I run into it. I run into children who had great gifts, and the parents took them out of school. Well, and I'd go to their home and have a big fight with them.
Bob,
and because I had some money, I win. So the kids go to school.
Well, Bob, I'm confused here. If 45% of the people in Mexico...
75%.
Okay, 75%.
Under 45, and that's because the other 25% only go to the 6th grade.
Well, okay, but okay, given those numbers and all the illegals that have marched across our southern border here in this country, how's come when I go to McDonald's, I got to get the bilingual manager to talk to one of the employees that can't speak English? No hablé inglés.
Because all of the uneducated in Mexico, in Guatemala, and all the other countries, they all went to America because they couldn't make it at home, and they have the lowest IQs, etc.
Well, they're good little worker.
In other words, you get all the garbage.
Well, they're good little worker bees. And after all, you don't want to get out of line.
I mean, they're good people, don't get me wrong. But they're not too swift, and that's why they're there.
Well, you know, on this program, I've never slammed Mexicans for trying to get into this country because, you know, the idea of coming over here and working and being able to live here and feed yourself and house yourself and then send money back to your starving family in Mexico, that's pretty alluring. And I never faulted them for wanting to do it, but I faulted the government for allowing it to happen and balkanizing this country. I mean, this is pure insanity.
It's been a great benefit to Mexico.
Yes, it has.
I mean, they got rid of probably about 20 million people, and now there's 30 million in the United States, and they don't have that draw, especially on the IMSS, which is the medical service, that you can get inexpensive medical treatment on an ongoing basis.
Prenatal care, delivery room, emergency room, making
but you
it
pay,
easy.
You do pay,
yeah.
And other countries have other schemes as well.
The point I was going to make is they made it a lot easier for illegals to come into this country, get prenatal and postnatal, or, you know, post-birth care for the children, the anchor babies that shouldn't be being dropped on American soil. I've never been against the Mexicans. I know, Bob, you've traveled throughout Mexico. You know these people. They are good, hard-working people. I don't fault the Mexican people for wanting to come here. I just don't want I don't want them here. I'll send them back with a handgun and a bag lunch. Go have a revolution down there. Throw out your criminals. Get your country back. It's a wonderful country. You're wonderful people. But go back home, will you? We need the jobs here.
That's right.
Dave.
There's no question. But that's what has evolved.
Yeah.
And that's the reasons. In fact, NAFTA destroyed a good part of the farming industry in Mexico. All those people either went to 6th grade or never went to school at all. And they were the ones who migrated. They were the ones who wanted to have the anchor babies and so on because they had a miserable life because of it's cultural.
And how,
I mean, all of the people who belong to the Mexican Army practically come from Chiapas along the Guatemalan border. Why? Because they don't go to school. They don't care. They don't think. They're dumb.
And isn't it ironic, a lot of them were farmers and they were starving, so they had to come to the United States to earn money so they didn't starve.
That's right.
I just love it. We got callers holding here. We only have a few minutes left. Dave in Texas. Hello, Dave.
Afternoon, John and Bob. How are you all doing again?
Hi.
They better learn English, people here, because I'm not learning Spanish. But as far as the illegals, I think we should send them home.
Absolutely.
They don't have a right to be here.
I agree.
I do have a problem with them wanting to come here. I'm not racist, mm-hmm. Let me be clear. That's not my point. I'm against that.
Yeah.
They have a right to their human dignity in Mexico. They don't have a right to come illegally to the United States.
True.
And then claim they're going to take over our country and be some future majority. They are not currently the majority, with all due respect. They were not historically the previous majority in this country, with all due respect. Unlike what they're miseducated to believe, they actually were not.
Right.
And they do not, in my opinion, with respect, and this is not based on racism, not for that, but let me be clear, I do not believe that people of Mexican national background deserve to be the future majority of the United States.
I don't either.
The people that are the legitimate majority of this country deserve to remain the majority of this country. It shouldn't be a question of any racism or maltreatment of legal minorities. Let me be clear about that. But there should be no takeover by illicitly arrived minorities trying to take over the majority. They don't deserve that. They're entitled to their country. They're not entitled to mine, and they shouldn't have the attitude that they deserve to come here or take over when they get here, either one. So, respectfully, I don't agree with that.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I'm not for them coming here. I just simply said
that
I understood why they wanted to come here.
Well, they made me feel desperate. I mean, there was a story on the BBC about these people from Tunisia, even though the government changed, being desperate, try to go illegally to Italy, thinking they'll get a better life. First of all, I got news for them. Their life would be better for them these days if they get to Italy. But secondly, they should stay in their own country and rebuild their own country, not go somewhere else. I'd say it for Egypt. I'd say it for any one of these other countries. But the one lesson I was going to point out, since time is short, very quickly, that I draw from the Egypt situation and some of these other countries in that other part of the world as well, is that if those people can have revolutions and change government, maybe we can use this tactic against the New World Order instead of enforcing the plan of the New World Order, throw the globalists out and everyone take their countries back and countries get their sovereignty back from the New World Order instead of being taken over by the New World Order people movements.
Hey, here's one for you, Dave. Mexico was never owned. Mexico never owned the American Southwest.
I agree.
It was conquered by Spaniards, not Mexicans.
And it was given to the United
States. At the time, the Mexicans were Aztecs, and the Aztecs were conquered by the conquistadors, who were European. Then the conquistadors moved north into Arizona, California, and New Mexico. The next Mexican incursion didn't happen until Pancho Villa crossed the border in raiding parties and was promptly chased back by the U.S. Army General John Pershing. If you think the land should be returned to its original occupants, then we need to give the Southwest states back to the Navajos, the Pimas, the Apaches, the Comanches,
exactly,
the Hopi, the Zunis, and there you go.
Yeah, if you were going to do that, but then you'd have like one-tenth the population that's currently there now, and it wouldn't be practical to do that either.
Well, no, I'm just
saying. And it doesn't belong to Mexico by any stretch.
No, it does not.
So I totally agree there.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, Dave. Lou in New York. Hello, Lou.
Oh, gentlemen, thank you so much, John, for having Bob on.
Yeah.
Bob, I just have a quick question. Do you see silver having a short-term dip and then a long-term rise in the price?
I don't see any dip. And I'm writing about it right now in the gold section for tomorrow's issue. You got a big short position. You got a big court case going on. That short's going to have to be covered. Everybody's taking delivery. The CME is going crazy. They don't know what to do. I get reports today from Scotia, which is a big holder of silver. Somebody was just in their vaults. Sprott Silver is there, but none of Scotia's is there. This is a big thing. And incidentally,
thank you so much. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Lou. I appreciate
it. Okay.
All right. Hey, Bob, we're out of time.
That's awful.
I know. But, you know, you spend the most amount of time on this program, on this network, on my show, and I do greatly appreciate it. We're kindred souls, been fighting the same boogeyman for a number of years. You're just a hell of a lot richer than I am.
And I'm a hell of a lot older than you are.
Thank you, Mr. Chapman.
Next week. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye now. And thank you all for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, call the network, get some business card, bumper stickers, freedom to fascism, spread the word. Let's start a freedom party. The next